You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. This short piece is an unashamed bow of gratitude to poetry. I can honestly say that there have been times in my life when poetry was there for me when no one else was. And I'd like to talk about one particular poem by a very particular poet, Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. This poem came to me by very strange circumstances indeed. A number of years ago, I was very poorly with depression. Life had served up what seemed like a wrecking ball of stresses that I didn't have the capacity or knowledge of how to process. And I found myself at a great halt, both in life and artistically. I talked to my doctor and was referred to a therapist who, after a number of weeks of getting to the heart of the matter and finding out what I did for a living, brought me a gift of a photocopy of the poem. I still have it to this day in the pocket at the back of one of my journals. Mental health difficulties have a hugely isolating effect on the sufferer. This is something we really need to be more open and vulnerable about in our society. Isolation compounds a sense of limitation, as invisible hands squeeze and reduce life to something very small and claustrophobic. For Mary Oliver to have even written the taboo word loneliness into a poem seems to me to be one of the greatest acts of courage I've ever seen from a writer. The fact that she then manages to lift both her and the reader's eyes to watch the wild geese high in the clean blue air as they head home again is simply an artistic and human miracle. I would read the poem each day during this time, and every time I read it, it opened me up to life again. Truly, the writer cannot know if their work will mean something to another person, a reader who is out there, but we must write and read, trusting that literature will do its job and find for itself where it needs to go. One of the three essential features of haiku is karumi, which means naturalness. This is often mistaken as writing about nature. While Mary's writing is largely tuneful free verse rather than haiku, she does write with a Zen precision, while embodying the beingness of everyday things. She often writes about nature, but more importantly, it's her human naturalness which lets the reader's inner sight truly meet the trees, the rocks, and animals that she chooses to show us. It's here that her great skill of meeting life without resistance lets the reader find rest in this poem, as in so much of her other writing. Reading Wild Geese is like taking a walk with that friend who we'd all love to have, the one who is both a companion and a great listener. Through her words, she accepts herself, and in turn, us, for who we are, in all our despair and in all our beauty. And in that acceptance, she points to the openness and possibility of the world, if only we will join her in the seeing. She reminds us that even in our frailty, life constantly offers itself to our imagination, nourishing us if we will allow it to, and that we are, as she so beautifully puts it, part of the family of things.